The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Listen live on the Odyssey app.
If you don't think that Mahoney is living his best life, you are sadly mistaken, friends. I saw late last night you posted on your social that you got not one, but two back-to-back kills.
Me and the squad.
That's right.
Playing Warzone.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new season
that's
going on right now.
That's a big accomplishment.
That's the first time it's ever happened for my team. We went back-to-back, baby. Like Drake, back-to-back. I think Drake went back-to-back. I don't know anybody else who sings back-to-back.
Audrey, looking for you for some street cred here. Any idea?
I don't know, dude.
Can't help Iron Dad.
Is there not a Drake song called Back to Back?
And do you know how he rewarded himself for his two victories back to back, Audrey? He came into the studio and first thing he did today, grab one of those giant sized Tootsie Pops. Have you been able to hear him sucking away on that thing?
Nice, dude. I've been eating Andy Hot Cap fries over here.
See, I'm just here to provide some, you know, concessions.
For sure.
Our show, Dave. You know,
it's like a baseball, a junior baseball game
yeah.
in here.
Like a Legion.
Yeah.
Like a Legion snack shop.
For sure. We're like a one-stop snack shop.
Uh-huh.
With you only get four options, though. It's Tootsie Pops, Hot Fries, Lemon Heads, or Fireballs.
We also have a lot of Girl Scout cookies.
I'm not offering those to anybody because they are 9 years
they
old.
They don't go bad. They will last forever.
They have to go bad.
They don't go bad. They're still in the wrapping, people.
That's not Mahoney. That's not how that works.
Don't be scared. We were.
You know what? I'm going to challenge you today. I want you to go into our office, get you a box of Girl Scout cookies that have been in there for 8 to 9 years.
Just dabble.
Dave, pop open one of those sleeves and just go to town.
They haven't been in there for 8 to 9 years. We bought them in literally
2019
and 2020.
Okay, so 3 years old, 4 years old,
it's
maybe.
Fine. We're in a temperature controlled environment.
They will last forever if you freeze them.
There's
absolutely.
No bugs here besides spiders that come occasionally get into the studio.
Yeah, what if they're riddled with spiders?
That's fine.
I think about that.
Bet there's a cockroach or two in this building.
Not really.
An attic.
Very rarely. We don't have an attic. That's why this thing drips. We just got that.
Oh, there's.
You think this is a climate controlled building? We got a little bit of rain this
it's
week.
Muggy.
And it smells like a mixture of, musk and
mildew.
Urine.
Yeah, mildew. It's pretty bad because whenever it rains too, the best thing about this this studio is you have to put a bucket in the bathroom.
Yeah.
There is one stall in the women's restroom that no one uses. We know it's like
that's
a
the
wall.
Bucket. That's the bucket.
It's
one?
The bucket one.
Yeah,
and it's the bucket stays there for 100 years after one rain.
But good thing when it's not raining, if there ever is a significant emergency, you do have an extra impromptu toilet in there.
Like if you're hungover and you got to do the puke poop.
Oh, yeah. Does that happen to you when you get hungover?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I've done, yeah. You've never done that before?
No,
man.
Oh, that's violent. That's after a night of like tequila.
I think that would actually make me change my ways.
Yeah, mistakes were made that night.
Yeah.
Y'all just got to live a little.
Oh, God, not that much.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
So if we're being real, like what comes up if we go to like our Instagram Discover page?
Mm-hmm. Oh gosh, is yours still boobs and boats?
Boobs and boats and fighter jets, yeah. Then some other like variations of that.
Mahoney, what's on yours?
Food, dogs, comedians lately.
Okay, food, dog, comedians. All right, I got some
other
fighting
animal,
in there.
Other animals too. So.
I do have some cute animals in there. Not a lot, but definitely some. What's on yours, Audrey?
Mine is food. Inspirational quotes, food, travel.
Okay.
More food.
All right.
Kitten, a cat just popped up. Old school, I've been really into like old school cinema recently. So like, and I think I'm getting Marilyn Monroe propagandized as well. Marilyn pops up all over my feed.
I'm showing you guys maybe the cutest video
of
ever.
A dog.
It's like a mini, mini, mini husky that's all the floof.
He's just so fat.
But, like, that dog is definitely, like, genetically modified.
Yeah, he's like...
He's going to live 3 weeks.
He's going to have some problems.
That's
okay. So I don't know if this is genetically modified or just a freak of nature, but I don't know if you guys saw, because it started to go pretty viral. But as far as, like, pound-for-pound cute animals go, you guys, just like me, love baby goats.
We do, yeah.
Did you see the baby goat that was born in Pakistan that has the floppiest 19-inch ears you've ever
I
seen.
I have not seen this goat
in
yet.
Your entire life.
Oh my God, he looks like he's Falcor from Neverending Story.
See, you know what? Those ears kind of look like scrope. Scroty ears.
Scroty ears. They're very smooth ears.
Yeah, what kind of smooth
ears? I'm also
looking at it. What kind of Botox balls are you looking at?
I'm looking at it from. I don't have my glasses on. First of all, let me grab those. Secondly, I'm looking at it from a different room. Let me see them goat ears.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, I can't see anything. So, I'll take your word for it.
They're cute. That's a cute ass goat.
Oh, I didn't know that they were going to the side, to the left, and to the right. I was looking downward, and I mean, it still doesn't really rest my case
you
any further for scroty ears. But interesting. Okay.
You need to go to an optometrist.
I do.
You know, our company pays for vision.
Once a year, though, and I just got them done like last year.
You know, it's a new year, though.
Yeah, it is. But it's not been one whole year yet.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, all, do you ever wonder how many photographs you're in the background of? Like, think about it. Your face may take up stock in a stranger's photo album.
Message deleted.
Why on earth would I ever think or care about that at all?
And also, how many people have photo albums anymore with the little sticky tape where you peel back?
I mean, do you know anyone in our generation that still has one of those? Because my mom still has a lot of them.
Same with my mom and my dad. But I don't know anybody. Like, I dated a girl years ago who scrapbooked, kind
of. But even that is kind of gone the way of the dodo,
even
right?
Even she, you know, we're old. She's, you know, in her 40s now as well. The closest thing we have the modern take on that. Like, every year my wife orders it's a book of photos. So it's like, you know.
Like printed photos?
Yeah, from Shutterfly.
Are they actually like the photos themselves, like on the normal like photo paper, or
no,
it's just
no.
like a page?
It's just
in the
a
book?
Page. Yeah, so it's sure. a page. So my wife, that's like maybe that's the fancy version of that. But we do one of those every year. We've got like 10 or 11 of those.
Kind of like a year in review?
Yeah.
So do you leave like the real stuff in there? Like, oh, she was angry at me that weekend.
Not so much. She makes them.
Just your highlight
reel?
She
curates.
Yeah. I mean, there's not good stuff in there, you know? I mean, like when I got COVID real bad and was in the hospital for 10 days.
You put COVID in the scrapbook?
Well, I mean, that was a pretty significant thing.
I was looking thin.
Yeah, you're real thin. You're looking good.
Was this poop your pants?
Yeah. There were some photos of me in the hospital.
What, y'all put that in your highlight reel?
That was part of what happened.
You got to remember that.
What else was happening in November of 2020?
Yeah, we're all just sitting at home doing nothing. Mahoney's at least out here pooping his pants.
So that you can show your kids in the future and be like, this is what the pants. That's going to be crazy, actually, thinking about that. The fact that you have that documented is wild because you'll actually have physical evidence of what the pandemic looked like. Everybody else's parents are just going to have, like, alcohol problems.
Yeah, that's right.
Please leave a message
so
after the tone.
I was talking to my dad yesterday, and he lives in Columbia, Missouri. And I got to go back. I haven't been back to visit in a long time, unfortunately. And obviously, pandemic compounded those sorts of things, the show growing, all that sort of stuff. We've been very busy, but I'm gonna
by growing you mean getting fatter.
Yeah.
Our collective goal.
I'm going to go back in, you know, probably 4 or 5 months from now, but because he's moving houses and he's got all my like grandmother's stuff, and my grandmother was like big into genealogy, and you know, he's got all the phone, like she's got all the photos from like when he was a kid, when they were kids, and great, you know, like stuff that is kind of irreplaceable. And I'm just curious if you think I'm being overly cautious when I say that I'm going back there. I'm going to pick up all the the old photo books, the old like 9mm, 8mm video.
You're going to bring them all
back here
and get back home with you?
Digitalized, yeah, because my dad's moving. He's not going to have space for it. And, you know, he's not.
You know how much those things weigh? What are you going to put them in your carry-on?
I'm renting a car.
You're gonna drive?
Because I don't trust to ship it, because it's literally, even though I think like the USPS or UPS or FedEx all do a pretty good job 99% of the time.
You build your entire personality on not helping people move, and not going out of your way to do so. And now
I've built my entire personality on that. I just said I wouldn't help you move. I would pay to help you move if you're broke and you had no other way. But I'm not physically moving anything.
It's in the same camp as I will not jump.
Or
I will
run.
Not move. I will not run.
I hit an age.
I will not is your personality.
But
I will not.
I'm going to drive back with these because I'm scared that there is a chance that either the luggage gets lost if I check it all, or if I try to ship it via UPS,
it's probably
it gets lost.
And I don't know.
And you can't replace
sure.
any of that stuff.
Well, sure you can. Just go to ancestry.com. They'll
no,
print
not
it out for
like
you.
You can't.
But
no, you. I know that, no, not the genealogy
my,
stuff,
my
but the
guess
photos
is that
and video.
Statistically, film. It is far, far safer to just go there, box it up, take it to FedEx, and ship it.
I don't think so.
As opposed to you taking it, boxing it up, putting it in a car.
In a rage the whole time.
And angry the entire time.
Not, it's,
and then driving.
It's not super heavy. It's just, not like a credenza. It's, you know, photo books and films.
This
and
sounds like a terrible idea. Let me help.
You
let me talk
us,
you out of this.
You asked us if we thought it was ridiculous, and
okay.
now we've
yes.
told you it's ridiculous.
Box
and
it
you
up,
don't like it.
Take it to FedEx, ship
not,
it.
Not
that's
doing
what
any
they
of that.
Do.
I'm going to have to take 2 weeks off the show, too.
Thank God.
Ah,
is it really that weird that Audrey has seen all her girlfriends naked? I mean, look at the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Those guys must have seen each other's dongs all the time.
Message deleted.
Yeah, but that's the anomaly. Audrey's just all casual about it. She's like, yes, I've seen every single one of my girlfriend's areolas and then some.
Every
multiple
one of them.
Times.
Multiple times. I mean, and the fact we've talked about this before where I've asked if that's like anything that dudes, like, do you guys don't change in front of each other? There's just
never
that.
No.
Because that's
never.
Weird to me. Because as a girl thing, we all get ready with each other usually if we're going out anywhere.
Even in situations where dudes are standing next to each other at the urinal and you're at
bizarre.
A place that do not have the dividers, which are monsters.
If I was a dude, I would be like, show me your meat. I'd be like, this is something you can see.
You would not do well as a dude. I'm just going to tell you this right now.
Or I would do meat. Really well.
No,
or
you
would
or
really
you do
well.
Really well.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So the big question is, how much is Dave's water bill going to be next month? And so we have a little bit of clarity on this. Not really a lot as far as what's going to be next month. If you missed the story, I went out to the lake over Father's Day weekend. And when I came back from the lake, I looked into my backyard and realized, oh, cool. My son had went and turned the hose on before we left. He's 2. And it had been running all day for 11 straight hours. And, like, it flooded the backyard. The backyard's fine. But I got my water bill for last month, and it's more than I thought. It's $267,
wow.
which feels like a lot for a
That's
water
a
bill.
Huge water
you
bill.
You guys have been doing a lot of sprinkler activities.
You did have your daughter's birthday with
right.
the inflatable
little
water
slide.
Thing.
And yeah. I mean, so I get why it would be that much. It's not great.
Uh-huh.
But $267 is now the baseline. And let's see what happens next
Oh,
month.
No.
So
that's just from a birthday party where you had to fill up like
a little kiddie
pool,
essentially. Pool, yeah.
And that thing was running for 11 hours straight.
Man, yeah. you have the craziest
Oof,
utility babe. Bills I've ever known from anybody in my entire life. I mean, you and I have known each other for 18 years.
Long time.
And, you know, the summers roll around, and I hear some of these power bills that you had. I mean, I don't think it's as bad anymore because
no,
your new house is efficient.
The house that I used to rent, which is in the same neighborhood where I live now, it was a single story. So it was
should be more efficient.
You'd think it'd be more efficient. It wasn't as big. And so you're like, okay, why on earth are my power bills like $600 a month?
I could not believe.
I legit thought somebody was stealing power from my house.
Did like you have a Bitcoin mining rig?
I walked around the outside of my house to see if like a neighbor had like an extension cord or something like that went over a wall or under it or whatever that was plugged into my house. Because I'm like, how on earth is this? Because as far as I knew, and I checked, like there was no leaks or anything like that where AC was escaping.
And it was
escaping.
A newer house-ish.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so I had no idea. Could not figure out why my power bill was $500 to $700 every
because
single month.
My house right now was comparable in size, maybe a couple hundred square feet smaller. But my power bill was like $160 at peak during the summer.
Now, granted, you keep your house like a sweat lodge. It's like 80 degrees in your house at all times.
Let me ask you this, Audrey. Who do you think is crazier here? Dave just accepting these $600 a month bills.
What am I supposed to
bills,
do?
Or so
who's actually called the power company ever and had success?
I have.
Uh-huh.
Well, why don't you do it wherever it's... because in the winter months, you don't use that much heat or air conditioning.
Right. Well,
so you can do it on the month-to-month basis.
In the winter, your gas bill goes up. In the summer, your electricity goes up. Traditionally,
so
that's how it goes.
But
Dave always made fun of me because when my wife and I do leave our house, we turn the air off, like completely. And he's like, I can't believe that you would do that.
No, it's not so much that you turn it off when you leave.
It's not efficient.
It is efficient.
Well, but it has to cool your entire house back down.
I got good insulation.
Oh.
Then why do you need to turn the air off entirely?
Because that's just what we do, Dave.
Okay, so
my bill is a third of yours.
I don't have a problem so much with you guys turning the air off when you leave. The problem that I have is that when you're there during the dead of summer, you have it set at like 80 degrees inside of your house.
I would punch someone.
Yes. Like you're a monster. And also, when you do go out of town and then you get back, to Audrey's point, you have to cool your whole house down, so you have to sit there in a 94-degree house and wait for it to cool down? I will pay the $500 a month.
It's the Movie Quote Quiz on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So, Audrey, I'm hoping that you win today just because it makes Mahoney so angry, but just be prepared that if you do win, that he is going to scream you down because he can't fathom the idea of losing to a woman because, as he said many times, he thinks women are dumb.
Oh, yep. Mahoney, mm-hmm. I didn't see you as this type of man.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's something I say all the time. Sounds just like me.
All right,
women don't like cinema?
Yeah, they don't like movies.
You're not allowed to watch movies. You're supposed to be baking cakes and babies.
Make me a sandwich.
So here's how it works. I've got, you know, short little clips here of movies that I'm sure you've seen at some point over the years. But they're big popular movies. You're looking for the movie title. If you need to hear it a second time after I play it the first time, you only have 5 seconds to figure it out after that second time plays. Are you ready, Audrey, to go first?
Yes.
Okay. Here is number one in the movie quote quiz. Good luck.
Hey, welcome aboard. Jordan, welcome aboard the Naomi. Pleasure to meet you. Agent Denham. This is Agent Hughes.
Hi, how are you?
Let me introduce you. This is Nicole. Heidi, come on, don't be shy. What are you guys all shy for? Don't be scared.
These are friends of Stratton.
It's a pleasure.
Hello.
One.
Your message said that you wanted to speak privately.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Wolf of Wall Street is correct. Very nice.
You're going to lead with a Leonardo DiCaprio movie, and you're going to try to tell me that this is not...
All of these movies have big movie stars in it. Like, that's just how this works.
You know how I know I'm a douche? That's like peak hot Leo for me.
When he's all coked out of his mind.
Scamming everybody?
Yeah.
Scamming, yachting, hottie. Just taking chicks from men. I'm like, oh, yeah, hot. Tan.
Damn.
You need to talk about this with somebody.
Yeah.
I'll talk
back
about
to therapy.
Therapist.
Here we go. Mahoney, here we go on to number two. Good luck.
Words and language. No matter what anybody tells you, words and ideas can change the world. I see that look in Mr. Pitt's eye. Like 19th century literature has nothing to do with going to business school or medical school, right?
That is Robin Williams in Dead Poets Society.
Just watched that like 3 days ago.
Notice how Audrey did not protest that Robin Williams was in that movie.
Because that's one of her favorite movies, Dave.
Love it. Wept.
That's not one of my favorite movies. That's one of her favorite movies.
Okay, well, you got the point. So just stop complaining.
Two for two.
Just stop complaining.
Just saying.
Here we go, Audrey, on to number three.
You want me to put my ear to the ground, listen for hoofbeats, check for footprints, look for broken twigs. But this is the modern age. That stuff doesn't work anymore. Which is why I have to open this fireworks stand. I wasn't getting by on my tracking wages.
Come on, you're supposed to be good at tracking stuff, man. I gotta find my parents.
Whisker do's, whisker don'ts, that's Joe Dirt.
Audrey with another full point, very nice.
Did you ever see Joe Dirt 2?
I'm sure I did, but I blocked it out because trauma.
I mean, yeah, Joe Dirt 2, Beautiful Loser came out in 2015. I had no idea there was a second Joe Dirt movie, but apparently there is.
Was there just a colon in the title, or did they actually name it colon?
No, just a colon.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here you go, Mahoney. On to number four. You got to get a point here.
Like these yokels here who never heard of Nicky or the bosses back home, because they're the morons who give you the most trouble. Even after we catch them, they try sneaking back with beards and wigs and fake noses. You can spot these assholes by watching the way they bet. Like this guy. He's betting lavender chips at 500 each with only one little problem. He's always guessed right.
I think probably the greatest movie ever to be set in Las Vegas, that is Robert De Niro in Casino.
Man, that's such a good movie, too. These are all great movies.
No Joe complaints Dirt, all the way
Casino.
Around? Yeah.
Was Casino a Scorsese movie?
I mean, seriously. Yeah.
It has to be, right?
I don't know. That's why I think it would be, but I'm just trying to... who directed that? Martin, yeah, it is. 100% Scorsese. Yeah.
All right, so Mahoney, you have 2 points. Audrey, you have 2 points. Both of you, flawless so far. That means we're to the bonus round, fifth and final one. Ring in by saying your name. If you get it wrong, the other person wins. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Where is Rick?
I don't know. I ain't seen him all night.
When will
Mahoney.
He be back?
Not tonight no more. He ain't come.
Mahoney for the win?
It's Casablanca.
That's right.
Play the rest of that clip.
I will.
Shouldn't have stopped it.
Where is Rick?
I don't know. I ain't seen him all night.
When will he be back?
Not tonight no more. He ain't coming. He went home.
Does he always leave so early?
Oh, he never. Well, he's got a girl up to the Blue Parrot. He goes up there all the time.
You used to be a much better liar, sir.
Swoon.
That piano music just gives me goosebumps every time.
I really feel teary. Really? I'm going to go home and watch that.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash.
So we see it all the time in sports, but we don't really see it a lot in acting because you can kind of keep acting until you're physically unable to. And many people do keep acting until sort of the end of the road for them. But Brad Pitt, interestingly, has come out and said that he thinks he may be on the last leg of his film career.
I mean, he's still a really good actor when he wants to be.
What do you mean by that?
I think there's some roles that he takes that are kind of cheesy. But I also think that there are roles like when we saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood that
Fantastic.
He was phenomenal in.
So what are you thinking? Maybe like Inglourious Basterds
style?
I thought
he was okay in that. I mean, there's just some of the, what is it, like Mr. and Mrs. Smith was a little cheesy. Some of his more action.
Did good in the box office, though.
Yeah, because he's a
poorly for his relationship.
Or great.
Well, ruined. Actually, if you think about it, that movie ruined his life.
No, but I mean, I don't think that's fair to say. I think that a lot of people, you can come out with a bad relationship and be happy that you had your kids.
Nah, but you got to.
You can be happy you had your kids, but then everything that's associated with them is Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
Woof.
But, I mean, do you think that is the age of the Hollywood superstar where you go see a movie just because Brad Pitt is in it or whoever it may be?
I feel like it's got to be Brad Pitt and somebody else at this point.
Like, he can't carry a movie.
When's the last time that he really, like, carried a movie, that he was the lead?
There's that new one that's coming out that's going to have Bad Bunny in it. I think it's, oh, gosh, Mahoney, we were just talking about it not too long ago. There was previews in it for, oh, gosh.
He played a decent-sized supporting role in that new Sandra Bullock and Channing Tatum comedy. And I actually thought he was pretty good in that. Because we watched that the other night.
He's not the lead in that.
No, he's not the lead, right? And so, like, as far as like actually being a lead and carrying a movie, I don't know if he can do it still. It's been a long time.
There's very few actors who still can. The only one that's kind of still holding on, which is crazy, because I think Brad Pitt is so much more likable than Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
But Tom Cruise, I mean, what we've seen with Maverick, how well that's done. The fact that it beat out Pixar in Lightyear this past week.
Yeah.
You know, when it debuted. So Tom Cruise, as crazy as he is, still, I think, is the last kind of movie star out there who can carry a movie on his own.
I mean, I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, you look at what Chris Pratt's able to do. You look at what
Chris Pratt's falling, though.
Chris Hemsworth, you know.
No, those only in
Tom Hanks.
No, Dave.
Tom Hanks can absolutely
even those
carry
movies
a movie.
That are to Apple Plus. I love Tom Hanks. I think Tom Hanks is America's dad. But I don't like not for boxing.
Does that make all of us Chet?
Yeah. That I mean, if there was one Hanks child who encapsulated America, it would
would be Chet Hanks.
We are Chet. Yeah. But Tom Hanks is great. But his I'm talking about box office.
Tom Holland
explosions. But it doesn't carry a movie by himself. Marvel, Disney has a brand which they don't need anybody because they are the kingmakers when it comes
else
to
other than Tom Holland and Spider-Man who was not the lead person.
Zendaya. I mean, here's the thing: you could take anybody. You get rid of Tom Holland, like he did Uncharted with Mark Wahlberg. Do you even know about that movie?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to Tom Holland in general. I just know that he's a huge superstar.
But Uncharted with Mark Wahlberg, another big time celebrity, did really bad at the box office considering how big of a production it was. I'm saying Marvel, Disney, they create kings. They make whoever, queens. They can make anybody a star by giving them a role in like a Marvel or a Lucasfilm Star Wars movie. Well, so Tom Cruise just kind of exists outside of that machine.
Well, I mean, I think that you've named a lot of people who I think are I don't want to say aging out of Hollywood, but I mean, I do think that there is a uprising and an up and coming trove of actors and actresses that are going to end up being the next box office superstars.
Maybe
it's not going to be Tom, what's his face for forever? Tom? Any of the Toms? Any
no,
of the?
No,
Toms.
I don't. I'm just saying the last. He's the last of them because even the ones we saw, we used to go see every Tom Hanks movie as soon as it came out. They always did very well at the box office. It's changing. That's all my commentary is about.
Everything's changing, though. I mean, there's just so much more media that's readily available.
Yeah.
It's not the same. It's like everyone used to sit around and wait for the summer blockbuster from Tom Cruise, and now that's just not the case.
But, I mean, the summer box office still is shockingly is rolling back considering how poorly movie theaters were doing for so long.
Well, when you think about brands and, you know, like what you're saying about Disney – curious if Game of Thrones still has it because they have got a couple of new series. I don't know if you guys saw the news. I'm sure that you probably did, but Jon Snow is coming back to play in another HBO series that is
him
as the character of Jon Snow.
Kit Harington?
No, but
yeah.
But you know, right.
Yeah.
He's coming back
Snow. We know him as Jon Snow,
right.
Yes.
But then also the prequel to Game of Thrones, which is all about the Targaryens. It's like 200 years before Game of Thrones. I shouldn't give it another shot, but I'm going to.
Well, D&D, the executive producers of Game of Thrones, are not going to be involved in this one.
Yep.
So that's why I am going to, even though George R.R. Martin, you need to finish writing your damn books, you son of a bitch. I am going to watch this just because I'm sucked into it. But
House of the Dragon is actually going to be based on the George R.R. Martin book, Fire and Blood.
Yes.
So that book
it
is
does
done.
Have source material, right, yeah. But I mean, finish, A Song of Ice and Fire and Ice,
or
know?
Just don't at this point. Who cares? I'm over it. I don't care.
But that's why the show fell off was because there was
no source material,
those guys
executive
phoned
producers
it in.
Just did not care anymore,
and they thought they were
going to work on Star Wars.
And
rather.
Guess what? Then Disney's like, nah, you guys are a bunch of bitches. Also premiering on this weekend, I believe it's season 4 of Westworld.
Oh,
as
that's
well,
right. I saw
coming
that. Yeah.
back, which
yeah.
has gotten zero fanfare.
Yeah. Well, because it fell off for me.
I think it's only getting better.
Ugh,
see, it fell off for me too.
Not.
Yeah.
I mean, at season 1, I was just like, I'm so
could
good.
Not get
I'm
enough
addicted.
Of it. But season 3 was a totally different world.
Absolutely
and
agree.
Even though I love Aaron Paul, I had a hard time getting
out.
Into it.
I was
yeah.
out.
You're not gonna watch season 4?
Nah.
Ooh.
They're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, this is for Mahoney. Your friend who lost his mind, my father, a little East Texas man of all people, the least racist human being on the planet, one time said, never, ever underestimate stupid. It still holds true to this day.
Message deleted.
I mean, I think I do that on a regular basis because it's who I surround myself with. I'm, you know,
you underestimate stupid?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Just, I mean, we read stupid stories every single day on the show in our Redneck Report. And, you know, we just hear of dumb criminals and there's dumb people out there. But, I mean, by and large, I feel like most of us, most people out there, at least I, this is what I hope, and this is probably where I'm overestimating again. It's like we're surrounded by like decent, hardworking, good people who should know better.
See, that's the reason why people, because you don't watch a lot of news. In fact, you've pretty much cut out watching all news.
I don't watch any news. I read all my news.
The reason why people that watch the news are so angry is because all the news does is they put up stuff that's going to scare people.
Yeah.
Right? Or they highlight all of the incredibly stupid people that are out there, which makes everyone mad, which is why the news on both sides has gotten so polarizing, because you just get so angry when you're watching that nonsense that people can be that stupid.
I will say, you know, it was several years ago that I cut it out just completely, just stopped.
Do you miss it even at all?
Not one bit at all. And I'm not, I like to be informed. So I read a lot of the news. I spend, you know, I mean, obviously for the show, I have to be informed of what's going on in the world. I read, you know, a couple hours of news every single day, but watching it, but like reading it really doesn't anger me in the visceral sense that watching it does.
Because people aren't getting paid millions of dollars to find a way to craft and spin their opinion.
Yeah.
Normally.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mahoney, I had to try that Mother Earth Cali Cream and Creamsicle after hearing you talk about it on Beer for Breakfast. Mm-hmm. And oh my goodness, that is delicious. That's summer nostalgia in a glass. Too good.
Message I mean, when you call a beer a creamsicle, it better taste like a creamsicle.
It tastes like a cream soda. It really does. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, the Mother Earth Brewing, great brewery. You know, they're getting pushed out, I think, nationwide pretty soon.
My wife is not a beer drinker. I got some of that because it matched the theme for my son's birthday party.
Yeah.
Which, that's just my life. And she had one and was like, oh my God, this is, it's delicious. It really does taste like a dessert, but it's not overly sweet, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, it's subtle. It's not cloyingly sweet. You know, there's some of those beers that have, you know, there's some beers out there that just have a fake taste.
Yeah.
To them, that is not one of them. But I will say, interesting fact about that particular beer, the Cali Creaming, which we can't rate high enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's worse on nitro.
Is it really?
I've never had it on nitro. Most beers, in my opinion, yeah, when they're on nitro, come out better. But that one, since it's like almost like a cream soda, like smoothing it out with the nitro,
does not help.
Does not add the extra fizz in just the normal can is my preferred method of consumption.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So, should a man pay on the first date? I heard a guy say once, the girl should offer, but the guy should still pay. And I know it sounds bad, but hear me out. Men paying was always the norm years and years ago when women weren't really in the workplace with careers making money. But since the vast majority of women have jobs now, should the man still be expected to pay for everything? Should it be 50-50? What do you guys think?
Audrey, we will defer to you on this one.
No, I'll tell this guy right now. Yes, you cheap schlub. Pay for the first date.
Hold on. Hey, let's see what she has to say.
So I'll tell you a little story, okay? So
spend us a yarn.
Once upon a time, about 10 years ago, there was a young girl named Audrey, and she was an idiot. And what did she want to do? She wanted to just showcase her independence by paying everything half and half. 50-50 this, 50-50 that. First date, I even went Dutch. I was like, hey, like, let's just go ahead and do it all 50-50. Fast forward 10 years, my entire life was 50-50, and now we have everything split down the middle. 50-50 because we are no longer together. It does not... You being taken care of as a woman on the first date does not mean that you are devaluing yourself or devaluing how you want to be taken care of.
If you think that, you exhaust me.
If
like,
you
come on,
think
man.
That your independence is ripped from you because you're allowing a man to pay for your dinner or open the door for you or take care of you or do any of that, like, you can still have independence. And also, you can also pay for lunches and you can pay for
dinners. It goes two ways.
It goes two ways. Yeah. But, I mean, it's not this whole push and pull, this power dynamic that's just shown through money and dates is exhausting. And I think that the second that you start overthinking all of that, you're dooming yourself.
If you ask somebody out on a date and then you want them to split it with you, You are a sap.
And there's also
get it
people,
together.
Dave, there's also people now, too, that are Venmo requesting.
Oh, shut
if
up.
If the date goes bad.
Oh, my God.
They'll be like, hey, this is a really bad date. Someone in our chat, actually.
No, it's a loss leader, okay? If I'm taking you out on a date and it goes poorly, it's probably half my fault anyhow. It doesn't mean I'm going to, like, try to foot you with the bill.
Well, because that's also, I think that that is a really good point, Dave, because I think that that just goes to show the type of person you are if you're out here Venmo requesting. For bad dates. You know what I mean?
Like, the reason the date went poorly is because you suck.
There's a reason why the date probably went poor.
I'll say this. I think...
Dude, can men just be men for once? Like, sack up and pay for something.
It's not even that.
I don't know,
whoever asks, the first date pays. Simple as that.
I don't know.
That's how it goes. Whoever initiates the first date pays for it.
Sure, if that's what you want.
Yeah. When my wife and I got together, she had a great job. She was making fine money. She has never, ever paid for a single meal the entire time that we've been together and never will.
See, I'm on the other end of that. I love it when my wife pays.
And good for you. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. You guys are married. We're talking about a first date. Yeah.
Should
have made her pay for that first date.
I want to be taken care of. That is something in my mind after not... after being that, like, oh, I want my own money, like, scared of, like, not ever being able to be this independent version of myself. Like, you can become over, as a woman, you can become overly masculine to a point of callousness. Like, truly, you really can. Like, you can be like, I'm going to pay for all of this. Don't you worry. To the point where you become that man's mother. Nobody wants a mommy. Nobody wants to be taken care of.
Mahoney wants a mommy. You're over here speaking gibberish to me.
Mahoney wants a mommy. I want a wife, right?
Right.
No,
there's a difference.
No, I want somebody who can, I don't have to, who
not
wants me.
Not all gender roles are toxic.
It's
okay?
Not
okay.
All gender roles.
I'm talking,
toxic.
I spend my money frivolously, and I want somebody who can handle themselves.
See, that's the thing. It's like, simple as that. It's not even about your wife paying for your dinner.
It's not that.
It's about her managing your money for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, again, there's nothing wrong with, and also you want somebody who's going to, like, take care of you too then, Mahoney, right? And vice versa. Your wife wants somebody to take care of her.
My wife offers me things I can't do for myself, and I offer her things she doesn't
nurturing.
Do.
Because that's nurturing. That's not
and
motherly.
That's what we do. We are a complementary team in that regard because we are very opposite as far as, our... lifestyle.
Like, she likes to work, you like to relax.
Yeah.
Like, that syncs pretty well.
Yeah. I want to retire. She says she wants to work until she's like 70. You know, I would love to retire yesterday.
Man, why you hate us?
I don't. I just who doesn't want to retire?
I don't.
Just sitting on a dock drinking mimosas, drinking beer, watching the sunrise, listening to the birds chirp.
You can do that now. We get off at 10 a.m.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
All right, so can you guys be honest with me? Because, I mean, Mahoney, you're in a very different point in your life than, say, Audrey is.
But, you mean I'm old and ready to die?
Yeah. That. What are your rules when it comes to drinking during the week? And the reason I ask is because I had a friend hit me up yesterday, and I was real tempted. But they're like, hey, do you want to go day drinking and watch baseball?
Ooh.
And that just sounds awesome.
That does sound awesome. Also, why didn't you can't forward that request to me?
No, they don't like you.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. But all joking aside, like,
a weekday day drinking is tough.
It's dangerous, man.
Every time so we've got some friends here at the radio station, and we all keep kind of the similar hours, and there are certain days where I may have nothing going on, they may have nothing going on, and I would say once every 6 months or so, we'll end up at the bar.
But see, you and I have the same problem. Like, if we go to the bar even in the middle of the day, like, it's going to be a mess. Like, there's no, like, drinking in moderation if we're going out middle of the week day drinking.
My wife, like, if I wasn't married, I would maybe do it more, but I don't like how my wife will just give me this look of she's been at work, you know, taking care of 1,000 children every day, running a school
for 10 plus hours.
Yeah. And
then you're hammered
and I'm drunk and at home and have done nothing with my life that particular day.
It's kind of the opposite, but I also feel
like crap the next day.
Cause my wife doesn't give me the, I'm totally disappointed in you look. Except for when I'm, like, trying to help out with, like, I don't know, setting the table for dinner and I've keep dropping forks on the floor because I'm hammered.
I'm really bad at having like a drink.
Yeah.
When I drink, I drink. And I know that's not super healthy, but I know that about myself. If we are going to the bar,
you're a binge drinker.
I'm not going to have one. Like if we're going out, if like for me to get over that hump of wanting to not go to my house and go do something social is kind of a big hump for me most of the time. And when I do crest that, I traditionally make the best of that experience.
JD in the chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney said, if I have one, I have 13.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it goes. Audrey, I mean, you've been getting better at, you know, like going out and having fun without going totally overboard during the week, right?
Yeah. I mean, I also, even on the weekend, like if I'm out, I really am not drinking that much because my hangovers are crucial. Like mine, I had a glass and a half of wine last night and legit had to stop because I was getting hungover while I was drinking.
What? How cheap was this wine?
It was Meiomi, which is like
Oh, that's actually pretty good.
Okay. Yeah. So it's not cheap Meiomi, wine. Yeah.
It's like the
I mean, you can
like
buy it at Walgreens.
Middle, I was going to say, it's like the middle aisle, eye level.
It's like 20 bucks a bottle sort of thing,
yeah,
you know?
It's yeah, not Boone's.
Exactly. No. It's not the Yellowtail that you get for like $7, right?
Barefoot.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, Barefoot.
Oh, I used to love Barefoot in college. Didn't we all? But yeah, no, I've gotten better, but it really is, I'm with you, Mahoney. Sometimes it depends on the events. It depends on the scenario, like if it's all gas, it's all gas.
You and I, when we go out, like, because we've been a part of that, like, yeah, where we go out on a Tuesday,
yeah,
during the day and we start drinking, like, we go all day.
Yeah, yeah,
and that's
yeah,
the problem. Like, you and I feed off of that because neither one of us has that break.
No.
And no, like, we're just like, when we're having a good time, want the good times to keep rolling. The thing that kind of astounds me about all of this, Dave, is that, so, you and I have been friends for a long, long time. And only until, I think, recently have I, like, Dave's probably really busy with four children. You know, I mean, like, when you had two kids, I was like, oh, we'd go smoke cigars, we'd go whatever, we'd do. Three kids, I mean, even though your third is still very young, he's only two.
Right.
But, like, now that you've got almost a whole handful, you can almost count all your kids on one hand. Four, five, you know.
You know what?
It's like, who's asking you to go day drinking with somebody who has four kids?
I appreciate you because I have some friends that just do not get that. I'll have friends that'll be like,
do they guilt you?
Do you want to go out of town this weekend? I'm like, how am I going to go out of town this week? I've got four children.
I just
no one to watch them. They're like, oh, you can't get like a nanny to come over and watch them. I'm like, that's
you know
not
how much
how,
that costs.
It's not how it works. Like, and also, my wife doesn't want to leave all of the kids with a nanny that we haven't used before for a weekend while we're out of town.
Yeah, you're not.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, you're not that rich where you can don't care about your children.
Right.
You're nice middle class where we still want to make sure our kids are doing.
I'm going to need them to take care of me when I'm old.
Yeah.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present the Missed Connection Inspection.
Some people are out there looking for love in their own special way, and sometimes they think, you know what, I'm going to take it to Craigslist because it's my last resort. I don't have a contact number for this individual. I really want to get in touch because we experienced something and it was special.
Dave, when we were young men, we snuck into our rich dad's basement, found his stack of Playboys, Hustlers, and Penthouse Forum letters. We put our hands on top of those stacks and took an oath and swore that we would help these freaks fly their flag as high as they could. And here we are.
None of that is true, but here we go. The first one
actually,
is entitled...
we did stack up all those, and then like one time we knocked them over, and it made a whole bunch of ruckus.
You did?
And my friend's mom came down,
man.
And we had to scramble like crazy. That was an intense situation.
This one is entitled, You Gorgeous with Blue Eyes, Me in Your Dumpster. This is Woman for Man.
Mm.
You're hot. I mean, one of the hottest guys I've seen in Portland easily. If you found me on a fun night out, we'd have a few drinks. And I have a lot more makeup on. I'd have marched right up to you and told you that you were beautiful. But alas, my dear Miss Connection, you found me in the trash. You said hi, and we locked eyes for a moment. And I thought, what the F, brain? What are we doing here? You muttered something about cleaning house and dumped a whole bunch of stuff into the dumpster where I was laying. I thought about asking if your pet died. But the socially conscious portion of my brain told me that would be a bad idea. After all, what was I doing in a dumpster? Also, I found a cup containing $9. Can I buy you a drink?
Of course this is Portland, first and foremost.
Why was she in the dumpster?
I don't know.
I have been real drunk.
Never. I'm going to get into a dumpster and take a nap
drunk. It seems like so much work to climb into an actual dumpster.
And you have like no sense of smell because dumpsters are, I mean, obviously they're dumpsters, right? Like you can probably barf with one whiff of a dumpster.
Oh, even if you're like within 10 feet of a dumpster during the summer, you're just, ooh. It's like I can smell, like that smell is still in my nose. I haven't been near a dumpster in months.
This one is entitled Your Face, My Crotch. This is man for woman.
Oh, boy.
I was in the front row of the Texas Roller Girls match last Saturday. You were hit hard by another skater. You landed in my lap and nearly did some permanent damage. Our eyes locked and you mumbled an apology, and I think I fell in love. Can I show you my bruise sometime?
Also, I mean, if you want to find her, I'm pretty sure you could. They probably have like a team roster somewhere.
Yeah. You can probably just track her down on Instagram or something.
Go to the next roller derby match. Is roller derby still popular? I know
still
like,
a thing.
It had a resurgence like 15 years ago.
I don't think it's quite as big as it was when they were like making movies about it.
Yeah.
But it's, it's still a thing.
It's no LL Cool J's Rollerball, if anybody remembers that gym.
I don't.
I think it came out in like 2005.
One is entitled, We Hooked Up, It Broke, Baby on the Way. This is woman for man. If you want to be in your child's life, it will be born soon. I hope you will. I am the Mexican-American girl, 5'4", 100 pounds, when we hooked up. You told me you were a business entrepreneur. You were, I think, Middle Eastern, tallish, had about a 6.5-inch ween.
She remembers.
We hooked up 3 times. Then you disappeared. If anyone from the village area recognizes this man, let him know he has a baby son coming soon.
If anybody recognizes this average height, average wiener.
Maybe Middle Eastern.
Average wiener. Hey, that is well above the national and world average.
Okay.
Settle down.
Above average wiener.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Above average height.
Mm-hmm.
Also, any guy, like if you're just on a business trip, what do? Business entrepreneur. Like, you can't be a little bit more specific about what you do.
Also, if he told you he is a business entrepreneur, he is lying to you.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, I heard you guys talking about boats and trailers being left unattended. Grand Theft Boat is not easy. Just ask a couple of my friends. They got arrested for doing that when we were in high school. It's very hard to get away with a trailer attached to your car if you get into a police chase. So, they didn't make it very far.
Message deleted.
Yeah, I mean, like, stealing a boat is a pretty ballsy move. I was talking about that boat that's been on the side of the road for a couple of weeks now. It's still there. Drove past it yesterday. It's still there. So I don't know what's going on, like, why somebody would just leave their boat. But you're right. Like, if you hook up a boat and then the cops spot you, you just give it up.
Dave, I don't want to profile here, but does his friend sound like they're a bunch of dummies? Because, one, why are you trying to steal it with a car?
Yeah.
I think you probably need a truck or a large SUV if you're going to get a boat. Also, do it at night when nobody knows.
Yeah.
So you're not getting involved in a police chase with it.
Yeah. I mean, if you're stealing in the middle of the day when you're going to be spotted and the cops can easily be called on you, that's kind of on
Plan your grand heist a little bit better.
If your boat thieving starts with "I have a Chevy Lumina," you're probably going to get caught.
Please leave a message.
Dude, my Lumina had a trailer hitch.
I bet it did.
I swear to God,
I bet it did.
Actually, Corsica, excuse me.
Can we all agree that we eat differently alone than we do in public?
Message deleted.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, dude, I'll set a bowl of chips on my belly.
It's disgusting.
Trader Joe's ghost pepper and habanero salsa is the greatest salsa that's like made in a store, like pre-made salsa that I've ever bought, and I will like get home and I will just keep the salsa like right on my belly because it's like the most convenient place because I don't want to drip.
So
it
you
too
have
much.
The chips to the side and then the salsa on the belly, so that way it's a shorter trip.
Because as
to
I'm
the
sitting,
mouth.
As I'm sitting down, shorter trip, so less chance of spillage.
Do you go shirtless or are you wearing a shirt?
Shirt
for this?
Most of the time.
I feel like I don't necessarily eat different. As far as like how I eat, like I don't like tear my pizza or like use my pizza with a fork and a knife. Like I'm not doing that, but I eat trashier things at home.
First off, I don't judge anybody who eats their pizza with a fork and a knife. I know that there's a large contingent of people out there who are like, oh, you're not a real New Yorker if you're eating a piece of pizza with whatever, man. Who cares? Let people eat the way that they want to eat. It doesn't affect you in any way, shape, or form.
It doesn't affect you. No, there's levels to it because there's some people that do it in a very pretentious way. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't care if they do it in a pretentious way.
They're doing that to make me mad.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
That's just the best way. Like, because
it's not the best way. You said the best way to eat pizza is with a fork and a knife? For them?
For them. I don't know what they've been through. The wife, the journey that they traveled to get to that point where they're sitting down with a plastic fork and knife on a paper plate cutting your thin sliced pizza.
Can we talk about just how demoralizing that is? It doesn't even have to be pizza, but anything. When you're eating something with a fork and a knife and one of your plastic utensils just snaps in half.
Dude.
Oh, God. You're just
worst.
Like, and then you have to grab
a prong
that.
Flips off the fork.
You have to grab just that bottom end of the fork and continue using it. Just like a little shovel for your face.
I'm going to tell you one of the weird things I've been doing lately. Speaking of putting stuff on my belly. Like, my wife and I, we go to bed usually, and
I don't want to hear this story anymore.
Speaking
of weird things that I've been doing recently involving my stomach, my wife and I before bed.
She puts on a mask
just pulled the eject.
While I'm watching like a TV show and she's like trying to sleep or whatever, she'll put on her sleep mask, and so she doesn't see what I'm doing, and usually wants me to like wake her up. Or, you know, like nudge her when I'm turning the TV off so she can take it off and continue to fall asleep.
You make her wear a mask in the room can watch TV?
It's her choice. It's her choice, Dave. But she always
just not watch TV.
She always like rolls over and like looks at me when we're done. Like, and then so there's a last little bit of light there. What? But what I found myself doing is putting random objects in my belly button and shocking her with it. Like, she'll turn over and just like randomly look over, and then there's like a Blistex thing sticking on my belly button for no particular reason.
And that's what she has to go to bed with and think about all night. God, why did I marry
this
man?
Tell me, see, Audrey got a laugh.
I would cackle. That's really funny. That's pretty funny.
Please leave a message after the tone.
One of the worst things to experience as a kid is walking in on your parents doing it. Have you guys ever?
Message deleted.
No.
No.
I mean, which is, you know, is it that horrifying?
Yes.
I mean,
yes, of course
it's not
it
great, but I'm like, there's other things that, like, watching a Faces of Death or Rotten.com seems way more scarring and traumatic to me than, you know, like, sex.
So I knew somebody who was, like, did not allow their kids into their bedroom, like, key and lock type of bedroom,
uh-huh,
because they had like the freaky, it was like, that was mommy and daddy's room, you don't go in there. There was photos of them like hung on the wall like butt naked doing it, like that type of room.
Yeah,
and
these people are weirdos.
They've got their own flavor, man. But
horny
I mean,
parents,
they're kids. I mean, and they were doing it. They talked very openly about how like they were like loud, this that, and like they wouldn't know if their kids like would attempt to come knock on their door, like say late at night if they were doing it, but until one of their kids was like, hey, like we just wanted to make sure that you're okay, like are you guys okay in there, because we came like we're walking by to go to the bathroom and we heard mommy like, making noises.
You're that loud? Who's that loud?
If like, you've got pictures of you having sex on your walls,
somebody who you're in, you think that you can't tell the difference between distress or
I mean they're kids
pleasure?
they don't know
they just hear screaming.
Yeah. I mean, but in general, like, even if you're alone, like, we're...
Don't act like you're any better. Like, if you were close to
I'm
a playground...
I'm not out here yelling like the Tarzan scream.
If you were close to a playground, you couldn't tell if those kids were getting murdered or having a good time.
I'm just saying, like, who's that vocal?
Mahoney's future kids are going to be like, is Dad okay? We thought he was having a heart attack. We heard...
That's just my cardio's bad, people.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media. At Dave and Mahoney.
So, Mahoney, you were talking about how you caught up with a friend and you realized that he was saying some pretty kind of awful bigoted stuff.
Yep.
And you were like, all right, enough of this nonsense.
You're out of my life.
Just yesterday, actually, it happened to me as well, but it was a different situation. I didn't, like, call this guy and we weren't, like, chatting on the phone. We are still connected through social media, but, like, he was, like, a really good friend of mine when we were in our early 20s and late teens. And, you know, over the years, we've just kind of drifted apart, you know,
as you
moved
do
away,
yeah,
and stuff like that.
Yeah, you live across the country.
Right. And so... you know, always an exceptionally nice guy. Mm-hmm. And like from time to time, he'll still, I don't know if you have any friends like this on social media, but they'll send just like random memes and stuff.
Yeah.
And then have you ever noticed like the progression of the memes start to get a little bit weirder and a little more out there? And you're sort of like, But, I mean, I get a bunch of that stuff, and so I just kind of ignore it. You know, I don't really think much of it.
I'm luckily, I don't open any of those, like, Facebook ones on Messenger. Like, I'm just not on Facebook and Facebook Messenger, so I don't get them there. And thankfully, I'm not in a lot of, like, meme chats, you know.
Smart, yeah.
Because I just feel like they're, I don't know. I like discovering memes on my own.
So it happened the other day where he sent me one. I was like, that is just really odd. And so I clicked on his profile, and I hadn't done that in a long time. And he is like full on gone when it comes to conspiracy theory. I mean, like, there's some weird stuff out there. I mean, like, don't get me wrong. It's not like just like differing political beliefs, because that doesn't bother me at all. No. Like, I've got plenty of friends that
think discourse.
Yeah, totally opposite of me.
But like, conspiracy theories, I mean, like, are we talking the gay frogs?
He thinks
chemtrails. He thinks 9/11 was an inside job.
That lizard people are running the government.
I mean, he may have a point with Mark Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg is not human, real.
But I'm like, man, like, you're a smart guy, college educated, like, has a good job, all of that stuff, but has just gone, I guess, down enough rabbit holes where I'm like, it astounds me that people that are otherwise very kind of normal, intelligent people are able to get gobbled up by just nonsense.
Well, I think that I was actually having a conversation with my father about this, actually, about how a lot of times I feel like intelligent people find themselves trying to seek out things that you might not know. Like, they feel like they're intelligent because they're diving deeper. You know what I mean? Like, they believe that they're going into past media consumption, past here, past this. They're seeing things that we can't see, Dave.
They're enlightened.
Woke.
See, other kind of woke.
I kind of viewed it the other way, where it was, this might sound kind of dark, but it almost felt like he was not happy with his life and where his life was going.
Yeah.
And so he wanted to find an excuse why his life sucks.
God, I feel like that's a real thing. I do. I really do feel like,
it's like
the unhappiest people that I know.
There's got to be somebody else to blame for my life not going
the
how I expected it to
go. Yourself. Yeah. I mean, well, there's also that with everything in life, right? Like, people just need to be able to point the finger elsewhere instead of taking accountability for the way that your own life has gone. It's always woe is me, not, oh, reap what you sow.
But it's not always people's fault, right? I mean, like, there's a lot.
That's fair.
No, but there's a lot of people out there who do everything right, at least how they're told that they're supposed to do it, and then it just ends up being underwhelming to them because they have a much different personality than the people that raised them.
The American dream is that we're all going to be millionaires.
Right.
You know, you work hard enough, you do things right, you be a good person.
Okay, but that also has a lot to do with what your mentality and what you view success to be. If you think that having $1 million in the bank account is the only thing that is a success, as opposed to being healthy and happy and having family that cares about you and friends that care about you, then you need to alter your own mental period.
Yeah, but I think that a lot of people have a hard time finding out how they themselves define success.
Okay, well, that's what therapy is for.
But as they get older, right? Because a lot of times you're sort of just going by your parents' playbook, like how they tell you that you're supposed to be as you grow up. And that's how you're raised a lot of times. But then you have people that arrive at a certain point, and many times it's kind of like that midlife 40-year-old point, right? Where you go, man, I'm just like really unhappy with my life. And it's not because I did anything wrong. He didn't make a whole bunch of mistakes. He didn't get arrested a whole bunch of times, get addicted to drugs, any of the low-hanging, you're screwing up your life things. But he's unhappy with it, so he has to find somebody else to blame for his life not going the way he wants.
Also, he's your age, he's my age. Midlife, man. Like, I feel like there's a lot of people who have – there's a reason that a midlife crisis has been a joke, you know, for a long, long, long time.
It's not a joke. I just bought a boat.
Well, you're not having a midlife crisis. You did that 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Had you leaving your family and, you know, like you buying a Miata convertible. That may be more midlife crisis, but I also think that one of the biggest
problems. Tell me I would look dope in one of those Miata convertibles. Oh man, so cool.
I want a convertible.
See, but you're not bald enough. You got to have see, for me, I would have the nice red red sunburn right on the widow's peak. Yeah. That would just really accent that midlife crisis.
Cuz normally
look
it's covered by the comb over, you know, but once you get going and drop that top of that Miata, look out.
I don't know. I don't like that mentality. I think that's kind of a crappy mentality for your friend to have.
It is. I feel like there's a lot of people that are like that. Like, they're just unhappy, and so everyone else is to blame. And that's when people start to get more racist and more bigoted as they get older, because it's always somebody else's fault. It's not my fault.
I really just feel like it goes back, and I feel like we're kind of making excuses for the mentality of middle-aged and midlife crisis, pointing the finger, and it's kind of dark and sad. I really do think that so many people have a really hard time with self-reflection, to a point where you get so blurred. Like, it's not necessarily only accountability, but, like, if you seriously do not have the ability to look in the mirror and go, why am I feeling this way, and then not act in a positive way on it, then you are the doom and gloom, and then there's nobody, then you cannot help anybody unless you want to help yourself.
100%, and I feel like the moment you realize that every problem that you have or I have, all of us have, all of our problems.
Self-create.
They all generate from right in, here.
For sure. Yeah. You create your own problems.
Every single one of my problems I have made.
Uh-huh. This is my bed.
I am to blame for everything.
Son of love it. Mother. It's bleeped. Bull.
Nothing in any of these clips dirty whatsoever, but you and your filthy mind are going to hear things that aren't even there, Mahoney. You too, Audrey. Everyone that's listening along today, feel free to give us your opinion as to what's actually being talked about in these clips. 833-YO-DUMMY. That's the phone number you can call or text us anytime. You can always hit us up on social media at Dave and Mahoney across all the platforms. And if you're watching along today, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, the chat as well. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, let's go, Dave.
Let's see if you're able to pull this off. The first one here, this is Channing Tatum.
Ooh.
And he's talking about getting ready for a role in a film.
Okay.
You said ooh because...
I like him.
In a good way. It's a good ooh.
Oh, like a ooh.
Oh, okay. So Channing Tatum talking about getting ready for a role. You're trying to figure out what he is describing here.
Okay.
I'm actually very, very sore.
You got a lot for that, right?
And it's really weird. I don't know if anyone can try to, like, concept trying to make up those we're in, like, a... My and people walking down the street are really, really taken aback. You know, that's they're just like, Daddy, why is that woman sitting on that man's face?
Have you thought about shitting the girl?
It gets really hot in there.
So are we working together on this?
Yeah.
Okay, so Mahoney, I'm trying to remember because I know that he said recently, and I know he's been in two movies that involved him having his shirt off a lot. It was Step Up, which is a dance movie that, like, kind of brought Channing to the forefront.
Okay.
Or Magic Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and the two of those, he was just shredded. He was ripped. And I thought I saw an article or an interview where he was like, I'm not going to do that again. Like, I was in a really unhealthy eating lifestyle. So the Channing that you're going to get is the one that, like, you have now. Like, he's going to work out, but not crazy.
Okay, so I do have a multiple choice here.
Okay.
So is he talking about A, having to learn jiu-jitsu for his latest movie role, B, practicing dance moves for his latest movie role, or C, practicing the adult scenes with Sandra Bullock for his latest movie role?
Oh, no.
It's got to be jiu-jitsu. Well, if somebody
said he was sore, is he going to be in a
jiu-jitsu? Jiu-jitsu is going to wreck you. Yeah, that's got to be jiu-jitsu.
I think it's dance moves because I don't know if he's going to be in a jiu-jitsu-style movie. I do know that, like, Magic Mike or Step Up, one of the two of those, is coming out with another
Magic Mike Triple X?
A trilogy of Mikes.
What we need is a Magic Mike Triple X crossover with Vin Diesel. And Ice Cube was in the Triple X number two.
Oh, God.
I'm sticking with my guns. I'm going jiu-jitsu.
I'm going dancing.
Mahoney, you are incorrect. Audrey is correct. It is Magic Mike 3 that they are coming out with, and they were practicing dance moves in a garage with the door open. And, yep, the trilogy is on the way. So, Audrey, well done. Here we go on to number two. This is...
Jiu-jitsu would have been way cooler.
Yeah,
it would have been way
cooler. Imagine him doing jiu-jitsu.
Next up is Kim Kardashian, and she's talking about what attracted her to old Pete Davidson. Let's have a listen.
You know what I love about this, too, is what I love about your relationship with him is you pursued him. You asked for his...
So not me.
That's so not you.
It's so not me.
What is the first text you send to him? Like,
hey, it's Kim. We met backstage at SNL. Yeah, it was just, well, he gave me a little bit before at the Met, and he gave me good knowing I was going to be on it. So I just reached out and said, hey, thank you so much for that. It was so much fun. Just something cash, like leaving it open.
I love her. I actually was just talking about this yesterday, too.
So you know the answer?
I think I do.
Okay, so here's the multiple choice. She said what attracted her to Pete was, A, he gave her really great advice when they met. B, he gave her a feeling of a sense of freedom that she hadn't had in a while. Or C, he took her out for a piece of his favorite New York City pizza.
Oh, no, because we do know the pizza thing exists. She wanted a simple, normal life, Mahoney. I thought it was the BDE. I thought I read that it was his BDE.
That is what attracted to her, part of it. I'm going to go with he gave her great advice because that sounds like something that somebody would like giving somebody good advice on how to perform.
Which is funny because, oh, for SNL, advice on how to perform. Okay, I'm going with Mahoney. We're doing advice.
Great advice is correct. Well done, guys. Both of you get a point for that one.
I love that Pete was like offering advice to Kim like she doesn't act for a living.
Right. Well, but she's not a comedic actress. There's a difference.
Yeah, and she's still not.
She did all right in SNL.
She did fine.
I will say, like,
I did not
hate that episode.
Yeah, she was good.
Art said great advice and BDE. A little bit of both. All right, so Audrey, perfect so far. 2 for 2. Mahoney, you've got 1 out of 2. You can still get the win if you get this third one correct, Mahoney. Audrey, you're doing great. So this is Sandra Bullock, and she's talking about why she chooses certain roles in movies.
I wanted seemed like it would be a lot of fun to do, but that would also give the viewer a lot of pleasure just to be able to sit back, enjoy the ride,
and you're because that's how you roll.
That's how I roll.
Okay.
That's it.
So why does she choose roles?
Interesting.
A, she does movies that she thinks her kids and their friends will like. B, she does movies that she thinks will be fun for the audience. Or C, she does movies that will build her brand with the audience.
No, I don't think that one. Not building the brand.
Hmm.
Her kids will like, or...
I think it's, at this point, probably kids.
I think that too.
Because she seems like... I like Sandra Bullock. She's, you know, she's like America's sweetheart.
What was the second option again, Dave?
She does movies that she thinks will be fun for the audience.
I think she does movies for her kids.
Kids.
Now.
Let's do kids.
Let's go kids for the win.
Kids for the win. No.
She hates her kids, huh?
She hates her kids.
You're no longer America's mom, Sandra Bullock.
But congratulations, Audrey. You got 2 out of 3.
What,
well,
what was it?
Yeah, she does movies that she thinks will be fun for the audience. Yeah.
That's done. That's every actor.
Yeah.
Original,
just say do it for the money.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
If anyone thinks that they live in more of suburbia than Mahoney does, you are wrong. And Mahoney thrives on that. Like, you love the suburbs. If you had the option of living in a penthouse overlooking Central Park in New York City or suburbia USA, you're choosing the suburbs every time.
I mean, there was a time when I was young where I thought like a brownstone or a loft with exposed brick when I was like 14. But like, I love the suburbs so much. I look like all I want is a Costco and a Trader Joe's to be built near my house. Like, give me like from like a mile away from my house. I would never leave that like 1 mile circle for anything outside of coming to the show.
But you had some high drama in the suburbs just the other day as you were pulling out of your garage.
So, and I don't know if I'm crazy for doing this, but I feel like it's just something I've always done since having a garage. When I pull out of my house to leave for the day, I always watch my garage door go down.
Do you watch it close all the way?
All the way. I watch it close all the way because sometimes I've seen it like get triggered something with the little light and it'll go back up. Mm-hmm. And I don't have one of those fancy ones that gives you a notification on your phone, which I should probably get one of those at some point just for the extra peace of mind. But I sit there and I watch it go down every single time. And, you know, this is like any other day. I'm getting ready to come into the show. And I back up and I do see a guy who's like walking real close to my house as I'm pulling out. But I'm just stopped to watch my garage go down. And this guy gets all mad at me.
How do you know he's mad at you? Is he like huffing and puffing? And
He flipped me off.
No.
He went like this.
What?
Like
double bird.
And I'm like, so...
What do you think?
So I just stopped, and I'm like, okay, because I'm already going like, you know, I'm already kind of not moving because I'm watching this, and I'm like, and I waited for him to. Then he kind of stops and like doesn't want to pass my car now because I'm just
because you're gonna run him over,
possibly. And so I rolled down my window. I'm like, what's up? He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, oh, I thought you were trying to get my attention with you were signaling me. What can I do for you? Oh, no, nothing, man. Like, what can I do? And it just, I don't get the, you're prepared to be that aggressive where you're going to double flip me off in front of my house, 10 feet behind my car, but then you don't want to say literally anything to me when I don't drive
that
away.
That is the epitome of 2022.
Yes.
And this was like
the Billy Badass on the internet, but the second you see him face to face, or the moment that you're already face to face, that you confront them, they're like, oh, no, never mind.
And I wasn't being aggressive. I wasn't approaching this with like a, I'm like mad and storming out of my car.
I don't believe you.
I swear.
You have this crazy look upon
your eyes. When I came into the show, Dave, you know when I get kind of riled up.
Mm-hmm.
I have a kind of chaotic energy. In the last couple of days, have you noticed that I've had a...
Come at me, bro.
Don't bring that up. That was a different time. I've learned
He's changed.
Yeah. I've grown from since then. But like again, I didn't want to approach this with like, I'm going to come out and get out of my car and beat your ass.
I'm not faulting you for this. Like, if there's a guy that's like double flipping you off and you're in your 3,000 pound metal box and he's just walking around and can't wait a couple of seconds.
No, I didn't come where I think he like again. Also, like, you know, like, do you think I'm like profiling you, 22-year-old white guy in my neighborhood who
he's a kid.
He was young.
He's a kid. No, you should just run him over.
Oh.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So if you think you did some pretty wild stuff as a kid when it came to finding a good party house, wait until you hear about this one. The Walton County Sheriff's Office is trying to identify people responsible for breaking into a home in Seaside and throwing a huge party. It's an $8 million house.
Yeah, when you say home, Dave, you mean big-ass, cool mansion.
Mansion. So deputies were called to the scene of the home early Saturday morning because the party raged on Friday night. There was noise complaints from the security in the community. The homeowners not aware of the party. And videos have been circulating on Snapchat, Instagram, and other social media platforms with some of the highlights. And they say that they broke into this $8 million house and turned the foyer of the home into a boxing ring.
Yeah, there were a couple guys fighting in there. Obviously, monstrous parties. I mean, you're talking probably 100-plus young people.
Teens.
I mean, teens. I can't, maybe some people in their early 20s. But I want to judge them. But, man, we used to steal our friends' moms.
No, nobody did this. I didn't break into an $8 million
house. It was like a duplex in North County, St. Louis, our friend's mom was a realtor for, and we would go party in the basement.
Your friend's mom was a realtor, and was it her listing?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
I didn't understand back then.
Oh. You have no sense.
Can you imagine?
I mean, I always tease saying that kids don't have any sense of consequence today. No kid ever understands the ramifications of partying in an $8 million home until you destroy it, and now it's made national news.
Yeah, but the thing that we did not do when we were partying in that, you know, for-sale duplex was we did not film our crime.
Exactly. Well, now there's no way around that.
Maybe it's these kids are going, the reason why all these digital cameras are coming back, have you noticed that? They're like going back to like the old school cameras and
like little
digital
Canon Elfs or whatever.
Yes, they're going back. Maybe that's because they're tired of having all of their evidence online.
No,
too.
But what are their dumb friends?
But see, that's all you need. One friend who's live streaming the entire thing, and then now everyone's going to get busted for the vandalism of the $8 million property.
Well,
good luck
with
that.
If it's like 100 plus kids, do you divide that between all of their families, or is there
how much money would you be willing to pay for your dumb kid going and breaking into an $8 million house?
I don't know. It depends on how much I love the kid.
You're going to military school.
How long?
It depends.
I mean, you're liable to what? They're 18 for the dumb stuff that they do?
Oof.
But I mean, even past 18, you're never going to go to defend your kid, especially if it was something, I don't want to say as small. They were just partying, you know? They were just made a dumb decision in an $8 million home. But you're always going to try and, like, get your kid out of that.
You know better than that, man.
You know
breaking into a mansion.
Yeah.
You would not.
You know better than that.
Dave, you would not for your kids. You're silly. You would take them. Mm-mm. You would get the highest paying lawyer.
Why does he have to pay?
No.
Nah.
You're such a liar.
I'd pull a Trump. I barely know him. Just knew them briefly.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney, I wouldn't mind hearing you broadcast from your bathroom. 90% of the time when I talk to my brother, he's dropping the deuce anyway, so.
Message deleted.
I don't think I will ever do a show from our bathroom. The acoustics in there are horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Why is it? I mean, I get everything's in tile and it's, you know, there's a lot of hard spaces for audio to bounce off of, but it's just that echo. Like, my hallway, also tile, bigger ceilings, higher ceilings. Doesn't get the same echo as a bathroom. Is it just the way it bounces off the bottom of the toilet bowl or something?
Yeah, no, I mean, there is a distinct sound. And when somebody is talking to you on the phone in the bathroom, you can always tell. There's just a certain echo.
Yeah, you haven't made it, you know, if you're broadcasting from a bathroom, you need your own personal private bathroom to really, that's the moment you've arrived and made it in radio royalty when you have a key to your own private bathroom.
I will say that, Audrey, would you consider it to be your broadcasting peak when you were actually laying in bed doing, it was during all the COVID stuff, but you really very quickly gravitated towards not even sitting up in bed while doing the show.
Laying down in bed.
Headphones
every
on.
Morning at 4:30, whenever my alarm goes off, I do contemplate whether or not I actually love waking up to do this job, but it never gets easier. So whenever I had the ability to lay down in bed, I was like, I'm going to take full advantage of this.
Yeah.
Waking up at 4:30, Mahoney, I know you feel like this too. It never, ever, ever gets easier. You love what you do. You have the love for the game, but like the alarm when it hits.
Can you say that you really love what you do if you are laying down while doing it?
I would like to do the show.
I think so.
I like being in person rather than being apart. You know, that was the hardest part during that time is when we were all broadcasting from our own houses and not being able to see
you.
Yeah, I did. You do lose something there, but I will say the thing I do miss that I did like doing from home is not wearing pants.
Not wearing pants. See, Dave just shamed me for laying down in bed.
I was sitting up, though.
This psychopath was putting on his shoes and
psychopath.
Socks. You were walking around your house in jeans, shoes, and socks every morning.
I would get ready. That's what I do. I would wake up in the morning and get ready. I would go downstairs to my office as opposed to coming into the radio station, but I would be ready to go. Fire, ready to go. Need to go run out and get something, ready to go. One of my kids escapes and starts running down the street, ready to go. I was ready.
It is a little weird when you're just in your own house wearing shoes,
Mahoney.
On carpet.
No, it's not
that
weird to
weird.
Wear shoes inside of your
on
house.
On carpet?
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not. It's
you're not.
Just
I feel
not.
Like you're not living your most comfortable life. Just seems like makes you up. Feel makes you seem uptight, Dave.
Mm. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, it's Dan on the blue smiley van. If I got your Tootsie Roll Pops, I'm going to expect that foot massage you promised me. So, better watch that.
Message deleted.
Mahoney, what did you promise a man in a blue van for Tootsie Roll Pops?
I don't remember promising any man in a blue van any sort of favors for a Tootsie. I mean, we have a box of 72 giant-sized assorted Tootsie Pops
mm-hmm.
here in the studio, which
yep.
I will
you,
say...
You did purchase.
We're down to about 64 of those now, since I'm eating about one a day now.
Clanking around on your teeth first thing in the morning.
But if there was a... If you were to get lured into a van by someone as an adult, it wouldn't be candy. Like, if you got, like, hey, free tax preparation.
Call or text the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY.
Why is everyone coming at me like it is just the weirdest thing in the world to wear shoes inside of your house?
Oh, interesting, Dave. You got called out for wearing shoes in your house after... You called me out for laying in my bed like everyone else.
There's
during the
a
pandemic.
Difference. We were working.
Okay.
You're literally laying
People
down.
People were wearing no pants on conference calls. People were changing in the nude on Zoom by accident. It was far more my way than showing up in your own bedroom.
Wearing
like
shoes in your house is just not weird.
In your
you
office that's carpeted.
Weird.
During the show when you don't have to and we weren't going anywhere. It just seems weird to me. But you kind of brought up something that I wonder if you guys do also. So we have like some weekly Zooms that we do. Since the pandemic, everybody is Zooming now. And it still kind of exists, I guess.
Less, but sure.
Yeah, but we're still doing it. Am I the only one who is like crazy ass paranoid that about my camera being on
while you're taking care of other stuff?
No, I mean just in general, because okay. I mean also during that time too, because none of us want to get Jeffrey Toobin'd, because you know I have a DSLR mm-hmm. that's there, that's very high definition.
Turn it around.
I turn it off, but I'm always like, always got to make sure, like, before things happen,
mm-hmm.
that you go back.
I actually just, like, turn my little webcam around and face it the other way, regardless if anything's going on or not. I just turn it around.
So you do get a little paranoid about it.
No, I just to be sure, right? Because there's so many different things that can be causing the camera to be activated and streaming. Mm-hmm. I just feel like there's way too many permissions through apps that you don't.
I've got our stream. My nightmare is that because I have, you know, we stream every day, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney. But I've got it set up where I just basically click one file and it gets everything up and running.
Can you imagine if everyone started getting these notifications like, hey, Dave Mahoney just went live. And everyone's like, that's weird. It's at 9 o'clock at night. And then they click on it. It's Mahoney just.
That is. Literally, my biggest fear.
You should see Audrey shaking her head.
I hate that.
Well, no, do you think that is an unfounded fear to have?
So you see all of your friends naked. We talked about that earlier, but you can't see Mahoney naked.
No,
he's a friend.
No, you've never seen me naked, Dave. Audrey definitely does not need to see me naked.
So hold on a second. If you knew what the video was, you knew that it was a video of Mahoney going to town on himself.
No. Nope.
You wouldn't click on it and watch?
Like, I mean, absolutely not.
Out of respect?
Out of respect.
Thank you. Okay. And not disgust, but also.
I got to see you every day. Like, yeah. I don't want to have that, like, ingrained into my brain.
No, I'll give it
but
a
But I feel
I'll
like
get,
that's, I'll, I feel I'll like that's that, a difference
that a
between.
Watch. I'll give it a watch.
Men and women. Men yeah. want to see. Because I know that we had a friend of ours whose ex ended up going on to OnlyFans, and everybody was, like, very curious about this. There is. That's not the first thing that goes into my mind. I'm not like, oh, let me check out their OnlyFans. I have girlfriends of mine who have OnlyFans. I've not checked it out.
But I also think that's a distinctly different. Like, I feel like, I don't know, man. If Dave were to start an OnlyFans,
yeah, you
I would probably out of curiosity,
yeah,
maybe.
Be like, I'm going to go see what he's doing.
I don't
over
think
there.
I would do it if it was leaked. I think that's something different. I wouldn't go
because that's
I
a
would,
violation.
That is,
right?
But like yeah.
if I'm putting it out there, you'd be like, I'm curious what this guy's doing. Like,
what's he charging $12.99 a month for?
Yeah. Oh wow, he is flexible. Wow.
End this now. Thank you.
Need more Dave and Mahoney? Be sure to follow them on social media at Dave and Mahoney and visit DaveandMahoney.com.
Fabulous.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me. It's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. The land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.